This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for Metro Denver and the Northeastern Plains. The service forecasts up to 5 to 10 inches of snow beginning late Tuesday afternoon and continuing through Wednesday. Winds on the plains could reach 35 miles per hour. Colorado had more than 700 traffic deaths in 2022, the most in any year since 2002. Sam Cole is the traffic safety manager at the Colorado Department of Transportation. He says that behavior is the biggest contributing factor to fatal crashes. The number of crashes has grown faster than the state's population.
We are seeing an increase in unsafe drivers on the roads. That's the simple answer. More people driving impaired, not buckling up. They're distracted.
Half of last year's fatal car collisions involved people who were not wearing seatbelts. The Regional Transportation District is permanently cutting two light rail lines. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The C line used to run from Union Station in downtown Denver to Littleton. The F line ran from central downtown to Lone Tree. Both were suspended at the beginning of the pandemic. And now RTD says they're never coming back, with the possible exception of special events. The agency blames that on a lack of train operators and financial resources. Travelers can use other light rail lines to make their old trips, but they now require a transfer. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.